So he never gets the chance to see what he already told the Prophet ﷺ was going to happen. Now, from this point on, the life of Khadija changed. And to see, subhanAllah, this lady and how she earned that title, the Prophet ﷺ says, خَيْرُ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ, the best of the women of the whole world is, as we said, Maryam and Khadija. When the Prophet ﷺ used to get hurt, she used to spend, we said she was wealthy, she used to spend her money to hire guards and slaves to protect the Prophet ﷺ. We'll spend the whole night sometimes talking to the women in Mecca about Islam to spread the da'wah. On the top of that, she was taking care of her children, of course, the children of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, and many difficult things she had to go through. We know that Utbah and Utaybah, the two sons of Abu Lahab, they were engaged to Ruqayya and Kulthum, the daughter of Khadija, of course, and the Prophet ﷺ. And when Abu Lahab wanted to hurt the Prophet ﷺ, he made his two sons not only divorce Ruqayya and Kulthum, to start spreading rumors, bad rumors about them in Mecca. Imagine how would the mother feel when that is being, you know, spoken about her daughters in Mecca. And after that, Ruqayya had to leave with Uthman to Al-Habasha. Again, Khadija had to go through a lot supporting Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Years passed and things were very difficult until Khadija now is 62 years old. 62, and that's when the mushrikeen decided on forcing the Muslims, including Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, to stay in a small land. It's called Shi'bi Abi Talib. Abu Talib had a small land. That land did not have many trees, just few trees, and these trees do not bear fruit. So the Muslims had to stay there, not for a day or two or a week or two, 3 years, eating what? The leaves of the trees. Imagine the companions, and that's why we always try to remember, we did not get Islam in a golden plate. They went through a lot so we can be Muslims today. The companions used to say, when we go to the bathroom, it's just like the animals. You know, the animals' wastes, because we eat the same thing. We eat leaves. Now, when Khadija, before that, the boycott, the Hisar started, they went to Khadija, the mushrikeen, and they told her, this is what we're going to do, but you are from our nobles, and you are wealthy, so you can stay back home, we're not going to hurt you, and live your normal life, but the Muslims will have to stay in Sha'b Abi Talib. Khadija said, no, I belong where my husband is. And imagine, she leaves her house and her money, and she stays by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 3 years. Imagine, 62 to 65, getting hungry and thirsty by the side of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even at the end, the mushrikeen felt bad for her. The mushrikeen themselves felt bad for her, so they brought her food one time. And before she ate, she gave the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet distributed it to the Muslims who were in the Shi'b Abi Talib. Imagine, 3 years eating nothing but the leaves of the trees. Khadija herself had to go through that experience. And now finally, 65 years old, that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed that Khadija's time is over now in this dunya.